What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, here is an interesting little development. First of all, I was just looking at the online news here where Biden is already out there screaming Trump has to be impeached now. We've got to impeach him now. And basically, he is panicking because Lindsey Graham has just revealed that he is opening an investigation into the firing of Viktor Shokin. This is that top Ukrainian prosecutor Biden boasted about having forced the Ukrainians to fire all the way back in 2016. And apparently John Solomon has dropped a little bit of bomb, information that was omitted from the whistleblower report, and that was that Ukraine was reopening the probe into Hunter Biden's company all the way back in February, long before the phone call involving Donald Trump. So that is definitely there. Now, Hillary Clinton said that no president would seek help from a foreign government in an election. Bill Clinton did. Bill Clinton asked Tony Blair to take a look at fixing a problem during the 2000 political season. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab ourselves a phone call from Cliff in Indiana. Aloha, Cliff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you look like you're feeling a little bit better every day.
I really am. It's nice having a doctor in the family, and they're telling me it's going to take about 4 months for me to really sort of get back to my normal, obnoxious, annoying, irritating self.
Yeah, it takes time. To good wine, yeah. Takes time. A couple of things. Number one, is your P.O. box the same as the same one that you established earlier here in Indiana?
Yes, it is. That's our new permanent address, and okay. It's on the donations page.
All right, very good. And the last donation I sent, did it come through okay at that address?
I think it did, but because I don't have the papers here, I'm doing the show here from somebody else's house and
portable
office
okay.
And everything. Yeah.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do, first of all, let me make it very, very clear. If I get a donation electronically, you get an electronic reply immediately. And if you don't, there's a problem. For everybody who's been sending in paper donations, and there have been quite a few, the first thing I am going to do when I get that machine and that printer back up and running is I'm going to start sending out thank you notes to everybody for all the kindness that you've shown us.
Yeah, and I certainly don't care about that. I just want to make sure that it's getting to you, so it won't help you if it doesn't get there.
That's true.
The other thing I'd like to bring up, I don't know if you're aware of it. I know you know who Joe Bannister is.
Yes.
He was the criminal investigator for the IRS that did his own investigation and found out he couldn't find the law that requires American citizens to file.
Yep.
He's got a new book out that is just astounding. It is entitled Investigating the Federal Income Tax, A Report to the American People. I don't know if you've seen that or had a chance to look at it, but it is just absolutely astounding, the information and the exhibits he's put together in that book.
I haven't seen it yet. I definitely will take a look at it. Right now there are so many groups, individuals out there who are well aware that the income tax is as much a lie as Saddam's weapons of mass destruction or Assad's sarin gas. It's just a way of taking money away from you and giving it to the military-industrial complex.
That's very true. I didn't know if you'd seen it or not. Also, when y'all get settled, let us know, and we'd like to come down and buy you guys dinner, but wait till you're settled and ready to do such thing.
Well, thank you very much here. I think probably another week, and we're still finding power cords. these people who packed up at the Hawaii end, they just threw things in different boxes, and I'm trying to get it sorted out. Anyway, Cliff, thanks an awful lot for the information. I will look up that book by Joe Bannister. We've had him on the show a couple of times here, and right. maybe we'll get him back on here again. Okay,
thanks,
so
Mike.
Getting
Take
on back, thanks an awful lot. Cliff, thank you very much for the information. Apparently, Planned Parenthood is launching a $45 million campaign to try and flip the U.S. Senate and defeat Donald Trump. I want to get on out there. We've got to have more abortions. We've got to have baby parts to sell. How can we make money if we don't have little baby parts to sell? I don't know. You ever thought about, like, opening a catering company or something? Barbecue place? All right, here's a story. This came out of Hideout Now. And I'm going to have to sort of be very careful with the language involved here because it involves language that would get the licenses pulled from our on-air affiliates. And it begins, "Oh, blank. What stunned FBI agents said when they found 340,000 emails between Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin while examining Anthony Weiner's electronic devices for these explicit messages with a 15-year-old girl." And apparently, most of these emails between Hillary and Huma were using the HillaryClinton.com address, her private email server. And basically, this is 10 times the volume of emails that former FBI Director James Comey had claimed they'd found on the machine. So, again, we got lied to again. Oh, my goodness, what a big surprise we got lied to again here. James Stewart's new book, Deep State, Trump, the FBI, and the Rule of Law, is out today. And Stewart also reveals that former Comey had deep concerns about the impartiality of former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Well, gee, you think? I mean, first of all, when Comey had his little press conference where he went down the laundry list of all these felony Title 18 violations Hillary did, then at the end he says she didn't mean to do wrong, therefore we're not recommending indictments. Well, first of all, Title 18 does not require intent. Accident and stupidity count, and it's not the FBI's job to recommend prosecution. That's the Department of Justice. So obviously Comey was working with Loretta Lynch and obviously knew ahead of time that she was not impartial. All right, over in Los Angeles, apparently 3 years ago, LA taxpayers approved $1.2 billion, with a B, for homeless housing. Anybody care to guess how many units have actually been built? Well, it's not all we see the same hands. None. Zero. Zip. Nada. And they're trying to put off the blame to higher than expected costs, consultants, financing. You know, gee, we meant well with this $1.2 billion, but they literally have not built a single housing unit for the homeless people. I'll tell you, when we left Oahu, this light rail system was still embroiled in controversy. Apparently, there's a federal investigation looking into that. And the opinion of most people around there was, it's never going to get completed. We're going to have this ugly, hideous, elevated track running across the south side of the island, and there'll never be a train on it. That's going to be a shame. All right, talking about the economic news here, job openings plunged to a 17-month low. 17 months. There's a slide in hiring. There are people who are basically quitting their jobs. They're retiring. fact of the matter is there is a job market slowdown. And like I said earlier in the program, if the economy implodes, the Democrats are going to blame Donald Trump for it. Oh, he's the one who did it. It's all his fault. Obama left the economy in absolute wonderful shape. No, he didn't. I mean, history likes to blame Herbert Hoover for the Depression of the 1930s, but Hoover did not create the Depression of the 1930s. It was created for him, and we're dealing with exactly the same thing here with Donald Trump. Trump did not create the current economic conditions. These go back earlier than Obama. They go back all the way to the Resolution Trust Corporation, the SNL bailout, and all of that. All right, apparently American Airlines has now joined Southwest in abandoning all hope that the 737 MAX will fly again this year. Of course, it is October. There's 2 months more to go here. But I don't think they're going to get that thing into the commercial market ever again after the bad press. I think they're going to paint it gray, and they're going to find a military application for it. And you have to wonder what's going on, whether it is Apple or Android or Microsoft or Boeing, is that they let the legacy engineers, us old white guys who grew up knowing how to make it all work, and they said, well, you're all gone. We're going to hire in all these H-1B visa students, and we'll just tell them, make it look better, make it look spiffier, and we'll all make a lot of money. And I got to tell you, certainly from the point of view of the latest version of Apple's operating system, it's a mess here. But apparently they're saying that the 737 MAX, they don't think it will fly again this year. And what was really stupid is when you put those really big engines on that wing, and in order to get ground clearance, you push them forward, of course they're going to act like canards and tip the entire wing and aircraft back. And none of these H-1B hot, students thought about that. Did anybody think about maybe doing a wind tunnel test? It's just amazing here. Now, here's another dumb decision by an airline. This is Virgin Atlantic, and they have this in-flight entertainment system. Not to mention the MBA people. Okay, we got that one here. So Virgin Atlantic has this in-flight entertainment system, and it shows TV shows and movies and games and all the rest of it. But for some reason, they built in a system where passengers sitting in their seats on the aircraft can send messages to other passengers. And I'm sure at some board meeting, somebody said, this is going to be like a really good idea, get people to join the Mile High Club or something like that. But apparently this woman, 24 years old, was receiving these sexually harassing messages on this in-flight entertainment system. Somebody did not think this all the way through, because if you put that kind of a capability in there, yeah, it's going to get abused. Those flights across the oceans and continents, they're long, they're boring. People start getting into the what can I do to keep myself amused here situation. Now, I'll be very honest. We had a very nice flight from Hawaii to Los Angeles. Not quite so good from Los Angeles to here in Indiana. All right. I mentioned that actually one of our callers mentioned this earlier. The pension apocalypse begins as General Electric freezes benefits for 20,000 employees. So pensions are having a problem there. Apparently the coal industry buried and five more plants closed in Illinois. The steel industry is imploding as another plant closes in Louisiana. well, by golly, we'd better get a war going here because nothing powers a war like coal and steel and all that other stuff. All right, we have a caller on the line, John in Rancho Cucamonga. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. I was trying to get a browser search on that topic that you brought up right near the end of your show yesterday, definitely, and I think you also mentioned it one or two days previously regarding a photographer, and I think you said it was in Arizona somewhere, and
Phoenix.
In Phoenix. Oh, okay. I didn't put that in my browser search, but I just put down, you know, white guy who was shot and killed by three black guys because he used the word
leave
nigger.
Out black and white. Leave out black and white. Just say three teens shoot photographer, and you'll get the story.
Three teens shoot what?
Shoot photographer.
Photographer. Okay, and don't even say Phoenix. I guess it wouldn't hurt to say Phoenix, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you don't recall offhand, do you, what your link to that was offhand? Just
it's probably on either page 2 or 3 of the main page. I'd have to go back and hunt it down. And I don't actually know what the racial makeup of the perpetrators and the photographer were. So I think it's being a little bit inaccurate to say white photographer shot by three black teenagers, because I think what triggered the shooting was the photographer saying, you can't use the N-word, you're not black. So at least one of the people pulling the triggers had somewhat pale skin. So, but I'm sure you'll find the story.
Okay, all right. So that's on your website somewhere, is that right?
Yeah, but again, just use a search engine and say, three teens shoot photographer, and you'll find it.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
All right. You've got it there. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Boy, what a tiring day it's been here. Talking about the economic news here, Turkey has now joined with Russia's ruble-based alternative to SWIFT. And we're seeing it happen more and more, that the rest of the world is sick and tired of the sanctions. They're sick and tired of tariffs. They're sick and tired of the U.S. Federal Reserve note being weaponized. They are learning how to conduct business without the United States of America. And that is definitely not going to help the economy. I think this country is headed for some really, really major problems, which, again, the Democrats are going to blame on Trump. All right, over in Germany, their Interior Minister Horst Seehofer is saying that the refugee explosion, even greater than 2015, is about to hit Europe. They're just pouring on in, and they don't know what to do with them all. Let's see what happens here. Okay, this one's a little bit out there, I think. It has to do with what are called jumpsuits, which are considered fashionable attire for a wide variety of circumstances. Originally, of course, they were made for skydivers, hence the name jumpsuit. And I find them very comfortable. I wear them myself occasionally. So here's where it gets kind of interesting. There's this weird story, and it came on out from Your Destination Now, where apparently a 17-year-old girl wearing a jumpsuit instead of a dress was kicked out of the senior homecoming dance. Now, here is the question I have. Are we not supposed to be in this era of gender equality and fluidity? So why would it be a problem for this teenage girl to wear a jumpsuit and get kicked out of the dance? It doesn't make any sense at all. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And if you are out in California, you may not be hearing this show. Apparently, they're dealing with some major windstorms out there to the point where PG&E is voluntarily shutting down the power lines to avoid the wildfires that they got the last time this happened. And they're saying it could be as long as a week or this all gets put back together. So let's hear it for that amazing American infrastructure and how well it's all being cared for. Okay, now, as you know, the gun grabbers love to go on in there and talk about the AK-47 and the AR-15, and, you know, these dangerous military-style weapons, and who could even want, you know, one of these. And I wouldn't mind an AR myself. I tried to build one, and I botched it. I'll be honest, I botched it. I gave the parts away. But apparently the numbers from last year are in from the FBI, and as it turns out, surprise, 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 the AR rifles and other long guns are some of the safest items Americans own. Why is that? Well, because people don't walk into a convenience store with an AK-47 to hold it up. They go on in there with, like, you know, a revolver, a wheel gun, or a small automatic pistol, something concealable. It's just common sense. reason the gun grabbers are obsessed with the AR rifles and the AKs is because they're concerned that we, the American people, may be getting a little upset with them, which we are. Let's be honest. Things are getting a little tense out there. Apparently, over in Virginia, parents are rejecting the public school system in favor of homeschooling. Good for them. I hope that the Virginia government doesn't try and pass a law making it illegal. A lot of states already have. A lot of states have passed laws saying, no, you will not homeschool. You will bring your child to our school and we will indoctrinate them. And I think there's a good reason to homeschool, and probably this is a good one. Why maybe you ought to homeschool here. Apparently, Drexel University has agreed with the Department of Justice to pay back $189,062 in federal grant funding misused by the school's former head of electrical and computer engineering for what is politely referred to as goods and services from strip clubs. Just amazing here. We ran a flashback story, and I ran it getting back to that idea of are corporations good or are they evil? Are they in between? Are some good? Are some evil? I tend to think it's the last one. So there was this flashback story. This came out of Vaccine News back in 2015, in which the CDC admitted, remember, the CDC is a private corporation. They're not part of the United States government. And the CDC admitted 98 million Americans were given a polio shot contaminated with a cancer-causing virus called simian inoculating virus 40, SV40. Now, the CDC took down the page. Google censored it, but by that time, it was already out there. So getting on back to computers here and just how angering and frustrating the latest Windows 10 is, the latest iOS 0.1, 0.3, the golden cut story on that one. Apparently over on the MacBook Pro, the Catalina update there is forcing the MacBook Pro into perpetual restart cycles. They just go over and over and over again. And by the way, this Windows 10 machine here, when I go to the little icon to shut down, it won't shut down. It restarts. I literally have to hold down the power button and shut it down that way. It's just crazy how bad this stuff has become here. All right, you're going to love this story. This came out of the Hacker News. And after exposing private tweets and plain text passwords and personal information for hundreds of thousands of its users, there is a new security blunder Twitter admitted to today. Twitter has announced that the phone numbers and email addresses of some users provided for two-factor authentication had been used as for targeted advertising purposes. They were sold for advertisers. Now, Twitter is saying it was unintentional. We didn't intend to do it. Really honest, we didn't intend to do it. And if you remember that story that we ran yesterday about how apparently security researchers have already found a way for hackers to get past two-factor authentication. So it's getting just a little bit crazy out there. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be back with the rest of our show after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, apparently over at Google, they are working on a project. In fact, they're calling it a Manhattan Project that will create a godlike artificial intelligence that will monitor everything that you do. Of course, left out of that is the discussion about, do I want some machine monitoring everything that I do? And the answer is most resoundingly, no, I don't. I'm a very private person. I don't want Google watching me when I go to the bathroom, for example. But I think Google is overselling the project, because remember, artificial intelligence, when they talk about it, they're talking about very narrow context systems that are able to learn from narrow sets of data, although that certainly doesn't work on the Weather Channel. The idea of a generalized artificial intelligence that is self-aware and sentient, that's still decades away. That is definitely decades away. Okay, a little bit of good news from India. We mentioned earlier in the show, they've had an orbiter around Mars for 5 years. Way to go, India. Now, as you know, a little while ago, they had this probe called the Chandrayaan-2 probe, and it's orbiting the moon over the, you know, from north to the south pole, lost its lander, unfortunately, but it is sending back the highest resolution photos ever taken of the moon from orbit. So India is just doing an absolute bang-up job there. I feel really bad about losing the landers, but, you know, space flight is hard. Space flight is very, very, very difficult. Well, apparently NASA and Elon Musk are not getting along all that well. Now, SpaceX has never actually flown a person into space in its Crew Dragon, which is its first crew-capable spacecraft, but the company is already showing off its much bigger, much shinier cousin, the Starship, built in Boca Chica, a coastal village at the southwestern tip of Texas, as part of a plan to carry giant crews into deep space. And NASA's administration is a little bit annoyed, because even though the Crew Dragon is still very much in the works, it is well behind schedule. And I got to tell you, I have a comment about Elon Musk. He's obviously a very, very brilliant man, but he's got to learn how to decide what it is he wants to do. And right now, I mean, his latest goof with the Tesla and the summon feature, I mean, this thing is crashing into vehicles. All righty, another story, this one coming on out of Cuz Blue, apparently supporting Greta Thunberg, the new archangel of the global warming movement, is now considered evidence of white privilege, according to racism activists. Well, thank goodness, because I don't support her, therefore I'm not a racist. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Alrighty, now apparently there are some issues developing over in the campaign here, where Democratic donors are leaking to the press that Biden's a weak front runner, which means they're already handing him his hat to give him the heave-ho, and that'll put Elizabeth Warren in second place, Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry, Elizabeth Warren in first place, Hillary Clinton in second place. Elizabeth Warren is not going to survive the regurgitation of her little Indian faux pas, Pocahontas here. Not to mention that one that she just came up with the other day about being fired for being visibly pregnant. And by the way, on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, there's this amazing video. It was done with CGI. And it's Elizabeth Warren singing and dancing with a bunch of Indians, and it'll fracture you. It is that funny. So you've got to hunt that thing down there. That is really good. All righty. Apparently homeschooling is starting in public school in Baltimore. I don't know how they're going to make that one work here. Turkish forces have launched a military attack against Kurds at the Syrian border. We certainly know about that one here. Jihadi Jack's mom moans her ISIS son will be slaughtered in the Turkish invasion as the Kurds vow to use human shields. Well, bad things happen in war. You know, I'm sorry, what can I tell you here? Trump is once again out there threatening to wipe out Turkey's economy as the full ground invasion begins. Donald, you got this thing going here. So, apparently, Russian film crews found a hastily abandoned U.S. base in Syria, and they made a video about it, calling it a ghost town. The Americans are gone. It doesn't look all that big. We had that caller who called on in and said it's only been about 50 Americans who are leaving. That's about the size of this building. Now, this next one, I'm a little bit sorry to say. Fox News has dropped Trey Gowdy after the veteran prosecutor joins the Trump legal team. Now, obviously, I think that's very good for Trump that Trey Gowdy is doing this, but I think it probably would have been a little bit more appropriate for Fox to say, let's work out some kind of an agreement where you're here part-time and you're on the other side part-time here. Apparently, there's been yet another leaker, this one from the Defense Intelligence Agency, charged for sharing classified intel with journalists. Right, it's just out here. Okay, apparently the land offensive is on in Turkey. Trump already is in agreement on the need for sanctions against Turkey, and he wants something tougher. I don't know what Trump thinks he's accomplishing here. I don't know. It's not making any sense. Unless he's looking for a reason to invade Turkey, take it back over. Maybe that's what's going on here. So, anyway. Apparently, U.S. Congress hotheads want to kick Turkey out of NATO, which would be a necessary first step to getting Turkey to be invaded by the United States here. And interesting, I like this little story that came on out here. When social media stops being social, how Twitter and Facebook have rendered Americans uncivil, insecure, and rude. This is from Russia Today. And they may absolutely be right, because something has changed the social dynamic of the American people. All right, images from northeastern Syria. And remember, we mentioned the U.S. has pulled out the air support over there. Civilians are fleeing the Turkish Operation Peace Spring. And we mentioned this earlier in the show. The leader of Iran is saying Iran will not build, store, or use nuclear weapons because it is forbidden by Islam. And remember, throughout all of that talk about, you know, the P5 plus one, we got to pull out of the deal and everything, the IAEA never found any indication that Iran was experimenting with nuclear weapons. The only thing they ever found was called the laptop of death, which turned out to be a frame-up job by Israel. Pictures of civilians fleeing the Syrian border. This is just going to be so ugly. And I feel so bad for these people and all that they're going through. And it's not their fault. It's not like they did something to deserve any of this. Alrighty, so let's see what we've got here. Scott Adams, who, as you're aware, is the creator of the Dilbert comic strip, is out there saying, is the United States becoming third world? And I would say, probably, yeah. Now, Trump is actually out there saying, we went to war under false and now disproven premise. When have we not done that? The USS Maine was not sunk by a Spanish mine. There were no torpedoes on the Gulf of Tonkin. The Lusitania was smuggling weapons to Great Britain. Saddam did not have nuclear weapons. Assad did not have sarin gas. When have we not used a lie to start a war? Well, at least Trump is out there saying that the U.S. wars in the Middle East are the worst decision ever. Maybe he actually is going to do it. Maybe he's just going to pull the plug on all of this stuff and figures that the relief from that is going to offset the damage from the economy. The problem is, and if Trump's Secret Service are listening, if he tries to pull the plug on all the wars, he's going to be at risk. Because remember, that was a big part of what happened to John F. Kennedy and to the president of Vietnam, Diem Vien Thu, I think his name was, that happened just a couple of weeks before that. Those military-industrial complex people, they want their money. They want their wars, and they don't care who they have to kill to get them. Okay. Getting another one of these. This is from Government Slaves. I wish they'd get this over with. And maybe I'm coming from this position that I already know what's going on here. But apparently the chief scientist of NASA is now pre-warning Earthlings that life exists on Mars and will probably be formally announced in the next 2 years, but says, you humans, you're not ready for the bombshell. Now, do you remember those meteorites they found down in Antarctica that seem to have microbes in them, fossil microbes? But, I mean, I don't think this guy understands how much he's damaging NASA. Of course, those of us who work there, we all know that NASA stands for Never a Straight Answer. If you know the life is there, announce it. And I know why they're not doing it. It's if they say there's life on Mars, there's life out there on the other planets, there's life out there in the universe, the human race is going to say, great, let's stop killing each other and go on out and find it. Because the reason we're killing each other right now is we're running out of room here on planet Earth. Well, let's go someplace where there's a lot more room. Let's go to Mars. Let's go to the Jovian moons. It's just pre-warning Earthlings. What an absurd idea. I got to get Dr. Gilbert Levin back on the show. I really do. I really, really do. Okay. Let me take a look at this. This is a current story. The World Health Organization is admitting that the polio outbreak in the Philippines is caused by the polio vaccines. Don't forget to get your shots. So Scott Adams, is California a third world country? Yeah, I think so. Roger Waters, NGOs, and many others condemn the revoking of Amazonian lawyer Stephen Donziger's law license. And apparently this lawyer fought to clean up Chevron's environmental oil disaster in Ecuador, a very nice thing to do. And boy, you want to talk about, there's an evil corporation right there. This guy wanted to clean up Chevron's environmental disaster in Ecuador, and they basically just arranged for him to lose his law license. That's not good behavior. That's not good behavior. Ron Paul was out there with a video earlier today basically saying the Federal Reserve's latest bailouts are more proof that bad times are ahead. Now, to the American stock market today did kind of sort of okay in the green, but apparently the Asian markets are taking a major tankorama right now. So it will be interesting to see what happens when the markets open tomorrow. I don't think they can hold it together much longer. And again, when it blows apart, they're going to blame Donald Trump. Okay, apparently over at the New York Slimes, a bunch of reporters there got together and wrote a book on Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh and what a terrible person he was and all the horrible things he did. And apparently it bombed. It's a turkey. Nobody wants to buy it. Nobody wants to buy it. All righty. Now, as you're probably already aware, there's been a lot of talk about the so-called vaping craze, the e-cig craze, and people who have died from it. Now, obviously, for the traditional conventional tobacco company, they wish the e-cigs would go away, and they have been putting a lot of money into advertising, trying to say that vitamin E, that a variant on vitamin E may be what's causing these accidents, but apparently researchers are saying that no, vitamin E likely isn't the culprit in the vaping related ailments. You need to understand, a lot of advertising you see on TV is somebody trying to demonize their competitors' products so that you will come back over and you will buy their product. No, you don't want to buy that thing over there. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a quick little telephone call here from Chris in Clearwater. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the polio outbreak in the Philippines story you mentioned, Mike.
Yes.
I remember broke about a month or so ago. Well, you know, I've gotten a debate with folks online, and they say, well, it's because the polio vaccine has, by the way, it's type 2 of the strain of the virus, of the polio virus. And
yes,
they say, well, it's because those who are not vaccinated contract the type 2 polio vaccine-derived polio, and they're the ones who in whom the virus mutates, and then it spreads to other people. Well, my question is, number one, it's always noted that due to areas of poor sanitation, that's where that's alleged to have happened. But
okay, Chris, I got to put you on hold. Chris,
okay,
I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Chris in Clearwater. And Chris, you need to understand the basic way vaccines work is that you will have a small sample of a pathogen, which in most cases is dead. and cannot reproduce. And then it is mixed with what are called adjuvants, which are designed to accelerate the immunological response. However, some of these vaccines built around dead pathogens really don't work. And so they use what is called an attenuated pathogen here. And if you go to the story that we actually linked to whatreallyhappened.com here, WHO and UNICEF said that the polio outbreak in the Philippines is concerning because it's caused by vaccine-derived polio type 2. The weakened virus used in vaccines replicates for a short time in children's intestines and is excreted in their feces. Now, obviously, you know, any pharmaceutical company is going to say, whatever goes wrong, it's your problem. You know, you didn't take the right medicine, you didn't take whatever. But the fact of the matter is, and again, going back to this Government Slaves article here, more cases of polio are caused by polio vaccines than from wild polio. And right now in this country, where we're having this sweeping epidemic of what is being described as polio-like paralysis. But don't you dare call it polio. That literally came out. And when it first appeared, and they said, this looks like polio. And they said, no. It's something else. It may look like polio, but trust us, it's not polio. Because can you imagine what would happen to the pharmaceutical industries if the American people, if the people of planet Earth began to realize how much harm is being caused by, bad chemistry?
Right.
I mean, so polio vaccines are creating super polio strains that threaten humanity.
Yeah, absolutely. And the point is that when a germ is deemed to be eradicated, well, what point is there in continuing to vaccinate against it other than big pharma profits, especially when listed on the adverse reactions are death? When you look at the six different polio vaccines, five of them have death as one of the adverse reactions. And you can look up all the vaccine inserts at immunize.org/FDA. But, University of California admitted that polio vaccines caused most of the polio cases. And a Vaxter article, Vaxter.com from April this year, points that out. Another good article from VaccineImpact.com entitled, Polio Wasn't Vanquished, It Was Redefined. And according to Michelle Cotterman, she points out that polio is often diagnosed under various other names, which avoids a polio diagnosis. Names like acute flaccid paralysis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, transverse myelitis, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, and acute flaccid myelitis, which is, she says, mostly the diagnosis.
That's the new one.
Here in the U.S.
Okay, Chris, I got to let you go here. The music is playing. It's time for us to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. We need to build our audience. We need to get more people in here learning the things they need to learn to be able to survive in this very crazy, chaotic world. So we'll see you tomorrow, and aloha, America.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extendivite. extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.